I don't want to yell at you already. No, you just got here.
How about this? You're fucking, this is very demanding. Usually this is very relaxed. I don't know what the fuck.
Nothing's relaxed when you're packing up 15 years of house by yourself.
Make me a deal and make it good for me. I won't get full of myself. I can't afford to be. This is small town music. This is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis, and joining me today, live in the Rock Room, he's the host and creator and producer of the Superiority Complex. Please welcome Mr. Mario, do I say Del Barrio?
Yeah, sure, Del Barrio's good.
Mario Del Barrio. Hello, Mario. Look, we haven't seen each other since before COVID.
When I got here, first of all, thank you for the invite.
Of course. It's a long time coming.
If I'm counting correctly, 7 Michael Bagford appearances on the show since my last,
I apologize to you and everyone,
but he's been on our show a few times too. So it's okay.
Wow.
Yeah. He is the, Tony Randall of the podcast world, but
yes,
you only invite me when Trump is about to,
lose.
Well, he won the first time I was on. So
this is bad news then.
Yeah, but then we're done. The second time he was out. Well, we stole the election the second time. So that
of course. Good. And now I'll fucking steal it again this week.
Fuck yeah.
I don't care. We're recording this October 27th.
Well, are you stacking these for after your...
the move?
Yeah.
Whenever I can find time to record, I like to bank.
Yeah, you got me to commit right away.
That's what I tell everyone. Anyone who contacts me and wants to know about podcasting, I say, look, bank them up. I go, don't even drop your first one until you have 4.
Right.
Because you don't want it to seem like a chore. And because then you're going to be like, oh, this is really hard.
Right.
Take a day. Like I'm recording right after you. I got my friend Michelle coming in here.
Who?
Michelle Allen. She's been on a couple.
I need time to stretch out. What if this goes like 4 hours?
You can't.
What's our time limit? I need to know what kind of material I'm going to work into the...
We have 2 hours from right now.
Oh, that's plenty.
Yeah, plenty.
I was looking at maybe an hour.
No. She'll be here at 5:30. She'll be here at 5:30.
That's great, because with traffic...
Yeah, it's 3:35 right now.
Yeah, with traffic, I'll be home by 9.
Oh, easily. And I appreciate you driving up here, because it is a hassle.
Yeah, I live out by the Twin Pines Mall, for those of you who are... we're only going to speak in Hollywood terms. I'm out between Twin Pines Mall and Angels in the Outfield. That's where I live.
Is that where Twin Pines Mall is out there?
It's in City of Industry.
Didn't they just have like a thing? Did you go?
No, but my friend Jessica, who you left left one of the all-time great comments on her on a picture she left me on Facebook.
I'm afraid.
She was going to go. She's a huge Back to the Future.
Okay.
And she missed out. It was Friday night.
Okay.
And
now, is there a way that she could get back there?
Back to the future?
Yeah, if she could get in a DeLorean, she might be able to go back to last Friday.
Sure. My parents went to Hill Valley High School, by the way.
Wow. Now, what's the comment I left? Because now I'm intrigued.
We had come from a work meeting.
Okay.
And I said, oh, someone, we were given scratchers.
Okay.
And I said, look who the big winner is. And she was doing the scratchers.
Yeah.
And she happened to be wearing like a tank top. And you said, I see a pair of winners.
Oh, boy. Now, I'm hoping that, okay. I'm hoping that was in the early 70s.
It was for Facebook.
And she was okay with that comment?
Oh, she thought it was hilarious. Yeah, that was your comment.
Okay. Well, sometimes you just type something, you forget about it. You don't know that you've offended anyone.
Listen, this was a different time. It was a different time.
It was a different time.
It was 2023.
So literally, we haven't seen each other for 4 years.
I think so. Not face to face.
Not face to face. So what we're doing today, I'm always trying to think of a way to get Mario in here and do something new and exciting. So we're going to be talking about the Kinks again.
I've given you great
topics always.
Yeah. And then you're like, we'll do that.
Yeah,
we'll
definitely do Beastie Boys.
And Los Lobos.
Yeah. Also a good one.
I call dibs on Los Lobos.
All right. I would like to get one of the guys from Los Lobos.
They're around.
I know. They're not. I don't think they're difficult to get.
No.
But, you know, I'll try. What do we got? BMG just released new 2024 remasters of two Kinks albums, Sleepwalker and Misfits, one from 77, one from 78. We're going to go track by track through those, starting with Sleepwalker, which was released first in 77. Again, these are 2024 remasters. Now, I'll tell you about the actual packaging. They come in cardboard LP replicas. It's kind of bare bones, but you get everything that was included in the original one. You get all the photo. That's a nice reproduction of the photo. And there's an insert in Misfits with the lyrics, and that they're both gatefolds. But for me, I'm really getting these for the new updated remastering, and it sounds great. I mean, I have these other versions of these with bonus tracks and stuff, and those are great too. Hi.
Did they do a vinyl reissue as well?
They did, and thank you, BMG. They sent me both of those. They sent me the vinyl. Beautiful. So I'll do a. I'm going to do a video of the. Let you take a look at the CDs as well as the free LPs that BMG Records sent me, and I love getting free stuff.
And thanks to you, I got Ray Davies' autograph.
That's right. You did not get Dave Davies.
No, I got Ray.
Not many people did. I rushed the stage that night.
I wasn't there. No, Dave wasn't there that night.
No. You and I went to see Dave.
You and I went to see Ray.
But we also went to see Dave.
No, we saw Ray twice.
We saw Dave at the Roxy.
No, I didn't go with you to that show.
Who went with me?
I don't know. It wasn't me.
I swear to God.
You and I saw Ray at the Canyon Club, and then we saw him at the Wheelchair.
Yes, but I swear to God you went with me to see Dave at the Roxy.
No, sir.
Are you sure about that? Then I have no idea who I saw. But I do know I rushed the stage and got his autograph.
You saw a pair of winners, that's for sure.
Are you sure you didn't go?
I promise.
Who has cognitive decline, you or me?
Both of us, probably. Well, I'm voting for Trump, so.
Well, who isn't?
Yeah. Well, he's one of me.
I'm stealing. I voted twice.
I'm a Latino for Trump.
I've voted twice already. I've gone down to my local facility where the old people are, and I filled out all their ballots.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Drop those in.
For sure.
What else is going on? Tell everyone about your podcast in case they forget.
Oh,
you got a round table of a bunch of people that sit in with you.
Well, what's happening now, not to bring the show to a grinding halt, but last year my mom was diagnosed with dementia.
Okay.
So that's put a little kink in how we're, no pun intended, that's put a little kink in how we're doing the podcast these days. So I'm recording from home, and my co-host John, shout out to John. He's had a couple surgeries in the last year. So, he's been on the road to recovery. So I've been doing it from home.
What kind of surgeries?
He had a couple knees replaced. He's bionic now.
Oh, okay, cool.
He gets around Trader Joe's like crazy. He restocks that cracked olive salad like you wouldn't believe.
I hope they make him stock down low so he has to kneel.
Well, he used to work in the, he used to come in, unload the trucks in the morning, put everything in the freezer.
Yeah.
He was like that crew.
That guy.
And he loved it.
Yeah, that's too early for
me. He could control the radio.
4 a.m. yeah, too early.
He loved it. And then he cashier for a little while, and then he was done with his day.
I actually work at 6 a.m. tomorrow, but that's a little bit more reasonable.
Our good friends, Justine and Patrick and Jake are on the show as well. Right. But we've just had trouble scheduling, so my wife has been great. She's stepped up to the plate, and so we're trying to get back on a schedule where we're doing it once a week.
But it's not easy.
No. But podcast. Like when you said that about stacking, I wish I would have done that.
Stack it up.
Yeah. Record like four. But our episodes go like 4 hours.
Yeah, it's more difficult. That happens here when Schmidt's in the other seat.
Right.
Like my file on GarageBand only goes for like 2 hours and 14 minutes.
Yeah.
It stops. Yeah. I don't know why. Why can't it keep going?
I don't know, but when we recorded at the studio, we used to record at Undercity Comics. Yeah. Shout out to Undercity. It was GarageBand, and it would keep us on track because we had to be. But when I'm at home.
Yeah, well, it's whatever. Yeah. It is what it is.
Yeah.
When you're at home, do you do it through Zoom?
We use Google Meets.
Google Meets.
Or Google Teams.
How's the audio with Google Meets?
It's good. You know what? The only problem is I run everything through my board, but I can't control everybody else's sound. So like John records on a phone.
It sounds like fuck.
Yeah. And then.
Sounds like ass.
And then some people have a setup at home. And when we're recording face-to-face, I have a nice little board. I use Audacity. Yeah.
So nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like this.
Well, nothing does.
Here.
Once the boards crap out, though, I'm done.
Oh, that's it, dude.
I'm done. There'll just be a post that says, "Yeah, we." And my listeners chipped in and bought me a brand new board back there.
Look at that.
I know, because this one they don't make this board anymore. I only know how to work with this board. I've tried other boards. They don't interface with my system. I don't want to learn anything at this age. I just want to.
So
keep
are
going.
You? Are you? Does the podcast have an end date? Are you just when you move? You're moving. Does the audience know that? Sorry.
I'll tell you in a minute. I think the audience knows. I think we talked about it last time, but I'll talk about it in a minute. I think at 1,000 episodes, I think that's what also what Pilar wants to do, end hers in 1,000.
That's a lot of episodes, though.
I have like 800 right now. So like 200 more would be 4 more years.
Right.
I think it's 60 when I'm 64. I think at that point, no one wants to listen to a 65-year-old guy talk about Queen. You know what I mean? Maybe it's over at that point. But we'll see. I still have fun doing it.
1,000's a nice round. Yeah, I'm coming up on 500.
Yeah.
Time
to end it.
For me, it's, you know what? I've kind of thought about it just because, not because I want to, but just because it's like, it's 500, it's a nice number, and it's getting harder to do. But it's kind of my mental health. I don't have anybody to talk about pop culture with.
Yeah, I mean, I love it. I still love it. Like, it's not a chore for me.
No, me
either.
To do
this, and it's not fun. Like, I didn't wake up today and go, God damn it, Mario's coming.
Right. I would have.
I've been avoiding that guy for 6 years.
For 4 years. You're just waiting. You should have just waited until after the election. We would have all been
right.
Gone.
I still love, I appreciate everyone on Patreon. Look, there's my prize closet right there.
Oh, I'm going to take some of those.
That's the stuff. No, that's not how it works.
You can't take
them. So, you know, I love giving free stuff away. I love, you know, people enter the contest every week. And I love doing that and mailing it out. I love getting free shit. I love it. So, yeah, I mean, but if I'm looking down the road to ending it, I would say 1,000 episodes.
Yeah, but you're going to be doing it from remotely, obviously.
Yes. We're going to have, you can see I've all the albums are off the Rock Room.
Right.
There's boxes behind
me. I was waiting to come in here. I'm like, finally, I'm going to see the Rock Room. And mm-mm. It looks like a.
You've never been in this room before
looks like
either?
It looks like a problem.
You've been at the studio when we were doing it at the studio.
I came here once. I ate chili, but the Rock Room was closed.
That was it. That was when we saw Dave Davies that you don't remember.
Ray. It was Ray.
I know we did see Ray. Okay. So what was I going to say? Yes. At the new house that we bought in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, there's a gigantic room off the garage. Mm-hmm. The garage is gigantic too. And Pilar said, that's your room. We're going to have it drywalled. We're going to paint it. And that's going to be Rock Room East. So I'm hoping that people that are Patreon people and people that listen to the show, you know, like a Dwayne Hoffman and a Jerry Riggs, maybe they drive down to North Carolina. We record some episodes together. Yeah. Dave Festini comes down.
Come on out, stay in the garage.
Exactly. Well, they're not staying at the house. No, I'm kidding. but no, we go to some record stores.
I said garage, though.
Yeah. Oh, stay in the garage, not in the Rock Room.
Not in the house.
Or the Rock Room.
Yeah.
Right in the cement floor.
Yeah, under the car.
All right. So here, I'll just tell you. I'll tell you what happened because I don't give a shit. I'm an open book. I'm going to just tell you.
Oh, this is weird. You're looking right into my eyes.
I know. Hold my hand.
This isn't my podcast.
Here's the deal. The house we live in, we've lived here for 15 years. This house was purchased by Pilar's mom and stepdad. Not really her stepdad, though, because he came into the picture when she was in her late teens.
Right.
So he wasn't like, you know, parenting.
I forgot his name.
We're not going to say it.
Okay.
We're not going to say it.
I forgot his name.
And we're never say. And I got to be honest. When I tell you the story, you'll know why we're not.
Oh, okay. This is one of those stories.
So we've paid the mortgage here. We had a handshake agreement, okay, that this would be our house. Mm-hmm. We were never told anything other than this was our house. We've done stuff to the house out of pocket, put new hardwood floors in, glazed the tubs, all the stuff.
Right.
Just because this is our home. This is our house. So this year on Father's Day, Pilar gets an email that's from the stepfather that says he's selling this house.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So, also I should say this, Pilar's mom passed away 8 years ago. Mm. And when she did, she left everything to the stepfather.
Okay.
Nothing to Pilar, nothing to Pilar's biological brother, nothing to our kids, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So he says he's selling the house. So he says he can get X amount for it.
Right.
Well, we've already paid him as much as they paid for the house 15 years ago.
Right.
But he can get this much more for it.
Right.
And so Pilar offered him that much more. And he said no.
Mm.
He wouldn't let us pay what he wants to ask for it. He wouldn't let us pay that difference.
Right.
So that was Father's Day. And the very next day, this is the universe. This is how the universe works. Pilar gets an email from the University of North Carolina School of the Arts inviting her to be an adjunct professor to teach screenwriting there.
Beautiful.
That's the next day. So Pilar goes, wait till you hear this email I just got. And she reads it to me. And I just looked at her and I said, so are we moving to North Carolina?
Beautiful.
Yeah. So that's where we are. So we took lemons. And we made margaritas. That's how you do it?
Yeah.
So anyway, so that's what's happening. So we're moving. We're not people that wallow. We're not people that, you know, stew.
Right.
We're just like, let's go. So Pilar's been there since August 10th. She loves it there. I went and visited and we signed papers for the house. It's amazing there. It's lovely. And I'm going to transfer to the Trader Joe's in Winston-Salem.
Beautiful, man.
Already met with the captain there and he said, I'm holding a spot for you for January. So all good things.
Good for you, man.
Yeah, not looking back. We will miss the hundreds of friends that we have
definitely here.
I've been here 30 years. Pilar's been here 30 plus years. We have hundreds of friends. I'm not even joking. But we're also people that travel. And Pilar said, we will get back either together or separately 2 to 3 times a year. We really will. And I know, and we will. So
there's where we're at. And speaking as a native Californian, you know, the less one of you guys going back is great. Get the fuck out. One less car on the road.
Yes. Yeah.
It took me 2 hours to get here today.
When I was there visiting Pilar like 2 weeks ago, gas there's $2.89 a gallon.
My God.
Hey, thank you. Everything like we went out.
He did you a favor. He really did you a favor.
Let's not say that.
But I mean, not, you know.
Yeah, no, I get it. I get it. But
it doesn't seem like it.
But we could have never started over here and looked for a house that was equal to this house. We just couldn't have. And we need something that we can leave to our kids.
Sure.
So we weren't also going to downsize and rent something for $5,000, just throwing money out the window. We weren't going to do that.
I'm glad it worked out though.
Yeah, it did work out.
We will miss you.
And I'll miss everyone too. But not going anywhere. And you know how far away I am? Thursdays on your iPod or
exactly.
iPod? Not, is that it?
That's sure.
Not it. However you listen to the podcast.
On my Zune.
Look, people who listen to the show, it's not going to be any different for them other than they won't hear Murray in the room.
Yeah.
But Murray, Mike, and Christy will still appear through Zoom, et cetera, et cetera.
As long as going back to your question, as long as they have a setup like yours or something similar, the sound is great.
When I interviewed Sebastian Bach a few months ago, his fucking mic was so good.
Yeah.
When I listened back to the audio of that, I was like, that sounds like he's, I could have lied and said he's with me.
There's a lot of podcasts that do it remotely where they have
greater,
and you never know.
Yeah, you never know. It's, you know, it takes a little finessing, but you can do it.
And if there's a man that could do it, it's Kyle.
That's
so
right.
Bring him back.
I'll be closer to Kyle too. Yeah, so he'll come down and we'll record in person with him.
I love Kyle. He's putting out gold. If you're not following Kyle on Facebook.
Oh my God. He's so funny. speaking of funny, did you see Ricky Stenicki?
No. I didn't see the new Terminator movie either.
Oh, that's so good. It's not.
It's all a callback to an old episode.
Here we go. We're going to jump in. You ready?
I'm born ready. You didn't start recording?
No, I need to test some audio so to see if we can hear the music. Make sure that the music is okay. Hold on. I usually do this beforehand.
No, well, we just jumped in. I mean, I barely had time to urinate before you're like, let's go.
See, the music isn't coming through.
Perfect. We could just sing. You want me to just sing the songs?
Hold on a second. Hold on. What's going on? Why is... Oh, I think I know why. I think I know why. All right. Let me try again. I don't know why. Let me try again. Oh, I hit play once. Maybe let me hit play.
I do this all the time, but...
This was dumb. This was...
What if it doesn't work?
This is a podcasting mistake.
No, it's fine. That's beautiful.
Little Elton John. All right, it's working. Everything's working.
Your filter makes Ray Davies sound like Elton John.
I know, a little bit.
It's amazing.
That's an anti-Cockney filter. All right, let me give you some statistics, folks. Sleepwalker comes out in February 1977. I was 13.
I was 5 going on.
You were 5? I'm that much older than you?
Oh, yeah.
Jesus.
I was born in 71.
You look great, by the way. Did you drop some weight?
No, I've actually gained. I need to lose a little.
But maybe you've...
I got a haircut.
Oh, that's it. That's very slimming. produced by Ray Davies. This is their first album on Arista Records, mm-hmm. which for me, it starts quite a string of great records.
I think, I was thinking about thinking back, not, I know we're going to put everything in yeah. context, but Sleepwalker has to be probably one of my favorite of their 70s albums.
And Misfits is one of my favorites of their 70s albums. See? There we go. The personnel on this album, Ray Davies, Day Davies, John Dalton, John Gosling. I don't like when there's two of the same John. First name.
I think they call John Gosling John the Baptist, right? Or was
they
it?
They still calling him John, though.
Yeah.
All right. And Mick Avery on drums.
Underrated.
Underrated. This ends a string of not great albums. The RCA years are not great. Not
except for there's, I mean, Muswell Hillbillies is fantastic.
Is that on RCA?
I think that's RCA, yeah.
Let me check now. Hold on.
Is it not?
Or we don't want to give misinformation.
Or is that still on?
No, it might be. Hold on. I'm looking. No, Muswell Hillbillies is on RCA. That might be the first. That's the first of the RCA albums.
That's the and the best.
But then, Preservation Act 1 and 2, boy. Soap opera's got some good things.
Soap opera's okay.
Schoolboys in Disgrace has got some good things. But overall, for me, RCA is, it's rough.
Yeah. Muswell Hillbillies is great, and then it's all kind of downhill from there.
But Sleepwalker, here we go. Here we go. 40 minutes and 10 seconds, 9 songs. Let's do it.
Short and sweet.
Short and sweet, like it used to be. I'm jumping in. You ready?
I'm ready to
track one.
I was born ready.
And I've queued these up to right where the vocal's going to start. I don't want to hear a...
Although the drum intro on Sleepwalker is great from...
I'll try to hear
it. You don't have to.
No, it's good, I'm just telling
people. Give Mick Avery his propers.
All right. Here we go. Life goes on. You ready?
I'm ready.
Let's hear a bit of it.
Ever since I was a child, I love to wander wild through the bright city lights and find myself a life I could.
No, this is Life on the Road.
What did I say?
You said Life Goes On. Which is
the last song. Ambition to see Piccadilly. Two Johns and two songs with life in the title.
Now Life Goes On.
Ray writes a good road song.
He does.
He has quite a few of them.
So I saved all my money, packed up my clothes, and I said goodbye to my friends and my folks back home. And I left for a life of my own.
It's gonna pick up here in a minute.
Here we go.
I'm a real hungry type, and I know what I like.
All right, there it is. What do you think about Ray being on the album cover alone without the band?
Well, he's doing the, I think it's Marlene Dietrich.
Oh, is that who he's doing?
He's calling back a famous, it's either Garbo or Marlene Dietrich.
And he's also on the back.
Yeah. I kind of like that. It kind of seems very, what's the word I'm looking for? Expressionist. Sort
all right.
Of. I like that.
He does write all of the songs pretty much.
I mean, yeah, he's the whole. No, but what's great about this album is you get to hear Dave kind of rock again. You heard him come in there.
Yeah.
And
he sings lead on one song coming up, and he sings co-lead on another.
Right.
I'll let you know.
Yeah, Dave's on this a little bit.
But Ray wrote all the songs on this one.
Yeah, that is a great way to start the album.
Yes.
And Ray is always good at singing those kind of melancholy mm-hmm. lyrics. He's very good. Not the the thing about the Kinks, and we've talked about it before. They're not the best musicians. They're not the best singers.
Mm-hmm.
But they work well together. Yeah. And Ray is a brilliant writer.
Also, I wanted to say this today. We're not going to compare them to the Beatles because you hate the Beatles.
You can bring the Beatles up. It's fine.
No, I'm not going to.
It's fine.
Beatles. but compared to like the Stones and the Who, when you hear the Stones, you know it's the Stones.
Right.
When you hear the Who, you know it's the Who.
Right.
But there are so many different sounds to the Kinks. Like you'd hear something and be like, that's the Kinks? You know what I mean?
I was thinking about that with Misfits. It really gets that way with Misfits.
It really gets all, yeah.
This one, Sleepwalker, kind of has a uniform sound.
Yeah.
There's a couple where there's, mm-hmm. but you get to Misfits, it's all over the place. And not in a bad way.
Mm-hmm. Did you listen to these two prior to today?
I listened to them twice, and then on the way over, There was so much traffic, I got to listen to both of them before I hit downtown LA.
And now you're hearing them again.
Now I hear them again.
I actually have Misfits, the album. I have that one signed.
I love it.
Yeah, I have
it. It's a good one. I know we talked about this before when we did the 70s, but we didn't get to go track by track.
No, we're going through all of it.
Love it.
All right, next up, Life on the Road. Thumbs up from me.
That's a thumbs up. It's a great story, too.
It is. And here's Mr. Big Man.
I love the bass on this.
This is good. Now, this is going to be about a guy that did them wrong, right? This is like a manager, right?
Oh, sure.
All right.
Here we go. Mr. Big Man, who do you think you are? That's not how it goes.
Motherfucker. That's not how it goes?
No, that's somebody else.
Let's find out.
I remember when you started out, you were the best friend I ever knew.
Uh-huh. And then what happened?
Mm-hmm.
I tried to meet you when you had your success. But you had better things to do.
It's in a mic back there.
Now I bet.
Good bass on this one, too.
Yeah. I think this is the only one that John Gosling is not playing bass on. He's like the one.
You're right.
He quits like halfway through.
Now we're gonna
this is Andy Kyle.
Who's the takeover in this one?
Yeah. One of the reviews for this said it really is the group's strongest and most organized album in years. Yeah, Ray stopped with the concept records.
Right. Let's just play some rock and roll.
But the band must have been okay with those concept records too, though.
Hey, they were getting paid.
They were getting paid.
Well, he would throw, you could tell he would throw like, all right, Dave, you've done the la la la's and the fa fa fa's. Go rock out on this. It's like, you know, hard way on Schoolboys in Disgrace and stuff like that. There's always like one or two.
There's always
like,
one or two.
You're like, all right, Dave, here's your treat.
A few years ago, there was talk that they were recording new Kinks music.
During COVID.
Do you think are we ever going to see? I think they're too old to do shows anymore.
Sadly, I think you're right.
I don't think they're going to do shows anymore. But, I mean, they could, but I just don't think so. But you're never too old to get in the studio.
Right. And Ray's voice is such that when we saw him, a couple times we saw him, even though he's older, he doesn't sound, because he never sang too high.
Right.
Or, you know, like when David Lee Roth and Van Halen got back together, that was not bueno.
Oof.
So I think Ray sings in that medium range where he can still kind of, you know, kind of do it. And Dave, you know, it just depends on how, I don't know how dexterous he is after his stroke.
I don't know either. Well, I saw him after the stroke, I believe.
You in a phantom.
In a phantom Mario. Now, I want to read.
It's my favorite Star Wars movie.
This made me. This made me so angry the other day. Someone posted this on. It was an excerpt from Alex Van Halen's book Brothers. I'm about 12 pages into it right now. It is not very well written, in my opinion. I hope it gets better, but right now it's.
Does he have a ghostwriter?
I don't think he does. I think it's just him, and that could be the reason.
Yeah, they just let him do it.
So this guy says, this guy's name is Jeremy White. What's he do? He does something. Yeah, I think he's on the air, and he's the Jeremy White Show. It's on YouTube. I don't know what he does. But he says, Alex Van Halen in his book Brothers says that his father. Jan would always say, people don't come to hear the band, they come to see the band. I completely agree with this. If a band is playing 100% live or playing along with tracks or miming entirely, I go to be in the room. Yeah, well, I don't agree with that.
No.
And I responded to that. He didn't respond back.
Good for you.
Puss. I said, hard pass. Hard pass on any performer up on stage that isn't playing live. I totally disagree with you. Right. Because if the musicians aren't playing live, then they are not doing their jobs.
Right.
Come on. I saw Frankie Valli, folks. Not good.
How was? I've seen the clips on...
Well, I mean, I saw him like 12 years ago when he was lip syncing. Now he's like a corpse up there.
Oh my God.
He just like comes out of nowhere. Like it's like, it's just, Jesus Christ, what's
thousand
that?
1,000-yard stare.
It's unbelievable.
It's crazy.
Like, I don't know how... How does the band... How are they okay with it?
They're getting paid, Pat.
Again, we go to the getting paid?
That's what it's all about, man. That's what Ray sings about.
What if I was lip syncing this thing?
That'd be cool.
My mouth is just moving.
Yeah.
All right.
Like a robot pirate.
You ready for a title track? Disneyland.
Oh, I love this track.
Sleepwalker. That's the title track.
Love it.
Name of the album, Sleepwalker. That's how a title track works.
Night Stalker.
Ooh.
Let's see where we're going to drop in here.
By the way, it's October and I've been watching Cool Shack. The Night Stalker.
I was just going to say, why wouldn't they use this as a alter? If they ever bring that show back, I want this to be the title.
I think that would be a great show to bring back. I mean, it would be great.
I just watched the Night Stalker movie with Nicole. I wanted to do a bookend on the podcast. I was going to do Kolchak and then Salem's Lot. I was going to do 70s TV vampire movies for Halloween, but we didn't get around to doing it. We did Universal.
The Kolchak movie's great.
It's awesome.
He's such a great character.
And it's back in the days when 70s movies, like the made-for-TV movies were quality movies.
Quality stuff.
It was, you know, you didn't have the budget of a Hollywood movie, but they got good stars. Mm-hmm. We have Richard Matheson writing that script.
Yeah.
And it's great. So he's a goofy enough character. He's fun.
Yeah.
But then it gets all the stuff with like the girls getting like picked up off the street. Yeah. Then you're just like, man, this is really good atmosphere.
Yeah. Maybe Paul Rudd could be Kolchak.
He would actually be really good.
Wouldn't be bad, right? I just watched that. I've said it here before, I think. I watched Bad Monkey with Vince Vaughn. The whole way through that show, I just kept saying, this is Fletch.
Right.
This is the guy who should have been Fletch.
Well, you know, Vince Vaughn was trying to do a Rockford remake forever. And if there's one guy that could do it, I think he could do it.
Yeah. He's got his own thing. He's Vince Vaughn.
Yeah.
Vaughn it up.
Yeah, just go ahead.
Sleepwalker.
Night Stalker. When we thought the round, I start to lose my mind. When the sun puts out the light, I join the creatures of the night. Oh yeah. I'm a sleepwalker. I'm a night stalker. I'm a streetwalker. Hey, there you go. I'm a night. I love that he starts out, everybody's got problems, buddy. I've got mine. Yeah. Like a drunk Lon Chaney Jr.
Yeah. just to put it in context, this is their 16th album at this point.
Right.
16. It's insane.
At this point, I feel like Ray, I think they said something like he wrote 30 songs for the album and they pared it down to like 20. And then some of the stuff made it onto Misfits, I guess.
He Springsteened it.
But
I went in there with 80 songs. Then we took it down to 60. Then I wrote 30 more, so we're up to 90. Then we pared it back to 15. Then I added 6.
Bruce, how many songs do you play in your encore?
Let me tell you something. That's a very specific question. I would have to think about that a second. I'm going to have to say, if I was going to sing an encore, it would have to be, that's 4.
That joke never gets old.
I'm sure it gets old for some
people. No, I can see if I can feed it to you just right. What were we just talking about before that?
We were talking about Ray and writing and didn't give a fuck.
Oh, right.
Wrote a lot of songs.
The quality on some of the writing of some of these songs, it varies compared to, I mean, if you're comparing it to like Village Green or something like that. But you're right. 16, he's 16. How many years in since 60, what? 63? And then we're at 70. So he's been doing this 14 years and he's still cranking out songs that sound like that. By the way, there's a great live performance of this on the first season of Saturday Night Live. I think it's the first season of Saturday.
Yeah.
First or second season.
They might have sang 3 songs at that
point. Yeah, they did, because they do a medley of all their hits.
It's so good. They were so good on there. They were on in the 70s, and then they were on, I think, with When Give the People What They Want were
out. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so they won twice.
Hey, have you ever seen this? It's a great.
It's great.
Great little performance, dude. Like,
they look fantastic.
5 minutes and you're just like, you get the whole gist.
Yep. Now, the opposite of Bruce writing a lot of songs, that would be Kiss. Let me tell you something, Mario. Did I say that right, Mario? Look, when we go in
We got like three songs written. They're about my dick and getting fucked. And then we just expanded into like nine, but they're all the same. Whoa! All right.
You know all the bits that I love?
Yes.
You cater to
the greatest
hits. That's that I love.
Yes. You like two bits, and I have two bits.
My kid is 20 years old.
Voting.
Yes.
Excited to vote.
She's a Latina for Trump. But I don't know what she is. I didn't ask. None of my business. But I know. I said, I'm going to go. She was going ready to go to work, and I said goodbye.
Where's she work?
She works with my wife. She works for another major chain, Target.
Oh, nice. Okay, yeah. Cool.
So she's getting ready to go to work. She's going to school, you know, going to work. And
sure.
I said, hey, I'm going off to record with Pat Francis. And she said, also spiders. She remembers when you did that fall years ago. You did that joke.
I don't even remember what that joke was. But it was
what Paul Stanley was afraid of. And you said all these things, and then you didn't say one S word. And at the end, you said, also spiders. I can't do it. I can't do the voice, but she remembered.
Let me tell you something. During this Halloween season, it's still spiders. You know what? Sometimes skulls. All right. Now, Mario.
Hey, what's the title track of this album?
Sleepwalker, followed by Misfits. All right. Now, I don't want to...
I'm sweating.
Now, look.
Mm-hmm. Talk to me. A
few years back, you lost your brother.
Right.
Now, this next song is called Brother.
Right.
When you listen to this, do songs like this... I mean, the title's Brother.
Well, I think I told this story on the very first podcast I was on. R.I.P. to my brother Lou, who introduced me to the Kinks.
Rock in peace, Lou.
Rock in peace. We used to deliver produce for my grandfather.
I thought you were going to say burrito.
Yeah. Well, no. although I did sell my mom's burritos at school because I told her that my friends really liked them, and then I would sell them for $2 and then buy Carl's Jr. Sorry, Mom. But my brother and I went to work with, we all worked for my grandfather at one time or another. And I would go be all over Southern California with my, mic there.
Wait, what's going on?
Oh. Are we there?
Yeah, you're still there.
Okay. We would drive all over Southern California, and it was before, we just had a radio in the truck, and my brother had it was an old Philco radio.
Yeah.
And my brother had all the things punched in on the, remember you could punch the
program? Yeah, and then the little red thing would just
move. Yeah. So he had KLOS, KLEC, K-Earth, all the, and would not, as soon as a commercial would come on, he would just punch it to the next, there was no commercials in the car.
No way.
So
commercial-free radio, he invented it.
Exactly, man. So I got used to, so he introduced me to the Kinks. All Day and All the Night was one of his all-time favorite songs, and would sing along and bang on the steering wheel. But yeah, you know, this song does not remind me of my brother, but oddly enough, the Kinks just in general, I always get a good feeling listening to the Kinks. And now that my brother's gone, it's they're more special to me now. Okay. You know they're one of my favorite bands.
What?
It's the Beatles, number one.
Yeah. Poison.
Yeah. What if that was my son?
What if that was your second one? What would that was your
Steve
second?
Miller Band?
I just saw someone, a guy I work with, he always sends me funny Instagram videos, and he just sent me one today where it's a guy walking down the street. He's got a Poison t-shirt on, and another guy stops him. And why does he stop this guy? Because it's off stage.
Yeah.
But he says, but it's done good. It's done well. And he says, oh, yeah, I like your t-shirt. Can you name three songs? And the guy goes, oh, no, I only wear this because I'm a big fan of the show Rock of Love. Anyway. I'm going to give you a rose and ask you if you'll stay. Rock my world.
Rock my world.
Jesus Christ. What Love a it. Shit show. Here's Brother. That cymbal work.
Man, Mick was working overtime.
Yeah.
The world's going crazy and nobody gives a damn anymore.
I swear. Explicit category now.
And they're breaking off relationships and leaving on sailing ships for far and distant shores.
I wouldn't leave anyway. I know that someday we'll find a way. We'll be okay. 'Cause I'm your brother.
All right, that closes out side one.
Man, that is a great song.
It's a great one.
And again, I don't know exactly what he's singing about. I don't know who's leaving on sailing ships. I don't know what's going on, but boy, the longing in Ray's voice when he sings that song.
The Ray songs are not all autobiographical. He can step into a character and write from a different voice.
And you see a lot on Misfits.
Yeah. Yes.
You see that a lot on Misfits.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
But yeah, that's one thing I always love about the Kinks is it's character work.
Yes.
You know, a lot of people hear, if you hear things out of context, they don't quite understand, and they go, wow, he sounds like a real asshole. It's like, no, he's singing in character.
He's singing in character.
He's writing little plays.
Yeah.
And boy, that when the Kinks want you, they can really tug at your heartstrings.
They sure can. Or they can rock, like with this next one.
Yes!
That kicks off side two. This is how you start side one with Life on the Road, and you start side two with jukebox music.
What kind of music?
Jukebox. Only jukebox music.
Only. I always feel like the way Ray wrote that, it was supposed to be a call and response with like maybe Dave.
Maybe.
And maybe Dave was pissed at him and he's like, fuck you, sing your own song.
Sing your own, yeah.
With this band, you never know.
Yeah.
But that's the only thing that throws me about the song, because you feel like it's going to come back and he has to do both parts.
Here's a big difference with the Kinks too. The Stones use outside producers. The Beatles use outside producers. The Who uses outside producers. Ray Davies produces these albums.
As soon as they leave Pi Records, he's doing all the producing.
Doing all the by Shel Talmy.
Yeah.
Who we sat next to.
We sat next to.
Yep.
At the
And that documentary we saw that night was never released.
That was a great.
And he could never get the rights to some of the music, and it's nowhere. It's nowhere.
It's terrible, because that was great.
It was. It's not even on YouTube. It's just nowhere.
He never threw it. Well, he probably doesn't want to get sued or it get taken down.
Yeah. Maybe I'll look tonight. Watch, I'll look tonight. It'll be there. I forget what it was called.
It was
King's Document. Edgars. Edgars is
there. You gave me the poster.
Yes, I did. Yeah.
I'll have to go. I'll call you when I get home.
Jeff Edgars is the guy who, and the whole documentary is about trying to get the Kinks to reunite.
Yes.
And he shows up. Finally,
it was one man's, it was something, one man's quest to reunite the Kinks.
Yeah, and then he shows up at a cast-off Kinks show, and Ray's there.
Right.
But he can't get FaceTime with him.
That's right.
It's good. It's good.
Like, he goes by the Conk Studios. Yeah. That had one of the greatest quotes ever from Dave, when he said, do you think you could, there was an interview with Dave, and he said, do you guys think you'll ever get together? And he said, my brother and I, you know, never get along, and you know, you can't, a tiger can't change its stripes, I think he says. And he looks very sad about it.
He does.
But
now they're together.
I'm so glad.
They get along now.
I hope so.
They post pictures from time to time.
Good, because you're 80 years old.
Yeah.
Let it die, man.
Yep.
You can't hold on to that bitterness. Yeah. You're brothers.
They're in a production of the Sunshine Boys, I believe. is what they're doing. Look that up, folks. Young people. There's no young people listening.
They're doing The Odd Couple.
There's no young people listening.
What is it, Felix? Is it the cooking, the cleaning, the crying?
Or is it the sleepless night?
Oh, good segue.
Now that's Dave on lead vocals.
She sure loves
sounds great. It does sound great. But it ain't me.
Ray knows how to kind of hide him in the production.
Yes. They stopped to rock with all their Also, I should have said on the previous track that Dave also does co-lead vocals on Jukebox Music. Yes. But I don't think we got to the point where he sings.
No, it's at the other, after the chorus.
Do other people record at Conk Studios?
Yes. I forgot what other band. There's another.
I know the Kooks did because they have an album called Conk.
Yeah.
So they recorded there.
There's another. I can't think of. I'll think of it later.
But
the drive home.
I would love to. I mean, I think you can see pictures of it.
I was in that documentary, remember?
Oh, that's right. I was there. I mean, outside
you
of
took
it.
Took pictures. I remember that.
Wonder if I would have knocked if they would have opened up.
Been like, yeah, why? Well, Pat Francis, rock solid. I know Mario. He would have been like, oh, yes, come on up.
But the next time I go to London, I'm going to go back to it again. And this time I will knock.
You should. Ray's probably there with his scarf just hanging out inside.
I might not knock. I might just conk.
Having tea. Hey, hey, how you doing?
Is this a door conker? Yeah. Tink, tink. All right.
What conkers?
Three.
Thank you, Doctor.
I should watch that before October.
It's not streaming anywhere.
I own it on Blu-ray.
I own it on Blu-ray too, but I don't know.
In a steel
book. My wife packed all the Blu-rays away.
Why?
She's doing a project where she's going to build bookshelves on our staircase.
Oh, okay.
And she's like, hey, as a surprise, I went in a few weeks ago to all my Blu-rays are gone. I'm like, what? She goes, oh, I was going to surprise you with this.
I'm doing a project. I'm throwing your shit out.
I'm making room. I'm doing a project where I'm going to marry a real man.
Are you? I know you're a big Star Wars guy, and I'm not. Are you all caught up with all the shows and all the movies?
I didn't watch The Acolyte. If you're going to watch one show, Pat, and I know you're not a big Star Wars guy, watch Andor. That's good. That's a good one.
And that is based
Rogue One.
Yeah, and I loved Rogue One.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. It's Star Wars for grown-ups.
Yeah, I really like it.
It's Star Wars.
I might check out Andor.
It's good.
And good. Look, I'm a big Marvel fan, and I have not watched all of those shows.
I've fallen off the comic book. It's like doing homework. We talked about it on the podcast.
Too much content.
Yeah, you can't go see a movie. I have to see this show and this show and this show. It's like, bro.
That said, The Penguin is excellent.
Someone told me that.
It's fucking excellent. And you don't need to know anything about Batman to like The Penguin.
No.
Yeah.
Why didn't John Turturro do the show?
It is a younger version of him. Doesn't mean that he couldn't have done it, but maybe they couldn't afford him.
Maybe.
Mark Strong's doing it, though. He's good. The other day at work, someone called it Penguin, and I go, The Penguin.
I do like The Batman.
Yeah. And The Penguin. Not just Penguin.
Oh, it's The. Oh, they it's just the Penguin. Penguin. Oh.
Yeah, they're doing.
Oh, they wanted a short. You're not his best friend.
No.
You
don't know him.
Yeah, you don't know him.
You don't know him.
Yeah.
Stormy Sky is coming.
Oh, I love this song.
Now, we don't get many stormy skies around here, but Pilar tells me that it rains once a day in Winston-Salem. And she goes, it might just rain for like 20 minutes.
It's like living in Hawaii.
But she said everything then smells fresh. The air's fresh. It's all clean. Everything's green.
Maybe that's just in like the fall.
Maybe. Well, I guess we'll find out.
Is it Winston and Salem, like a New York, like Seattle, like an airport, like Seattle, Tacoma? Or
it's Winston... Maybe Winston-Salem. It's Winston-Salem.
Wow.
And it's because of the tobacco industry.
Oh.
Now, I don't know if the cigarettes were named Winston and Salem because of that, or if the town is named after,
maybe
the worst habit ever created by man. Smoking.
Yeah.
All right. Stormy Sky.
I love this song.
I do too. I like it too. Oh. That doesn't sound like the Kinks right there.
This sounds like something you hear on Coast.
Yeah. Yacht rock.
How was this not... I'll shut up.
You can talk.
How was this not a bigger hit?
I know.
I mean, this is that 70s, that mid-70s, like soft rock.
I mean, come on. This is right in the wheelhouse of 1977. Right. Wonder if he was trying to do that.
Maybe. Let's get to that. Here it comes. You know what Dave's guitar work reminds you of this song?
Tell me.
70s Bond.
Ooh.
Imagine it's silhouette. Roger Moore is just jackhammering.
Yeah.
Some beautiful... Can I say that?
Sure. There's a guy I work with, and people have heard this story too, but I don't care. Sometimes I repeat the story because maybe everyone hasn't heard every episode, so they don't know all the stories. But there's a guy that I work with, and I'm not a fan of his, so I won't say his name. But every time, and he doesn't even know I have a music podcast. This is what's weird. Mm-hmm. But if we're in register together, you know, and a song comes on, you know, the store music, he'll go, "You know it, Pat? You know this one?" And so I just ram it down his throat every time. Like, and he, you know what? He's done it like every time Beast of Burden plays.
Right.
He always says that one. And I'm always like, "Yeah, Beast of Burden, 1978, Some Girls, produced by Chris Kims." You know, I just go all in.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, I just go all in. So one day, Baby Come Back's playing by Player.
Sure.
So he goes, "Pat, you know this one?" I go, "Yep, Baby Come Back by Player." He goes, "Nope, Hall & Oates." And I go, "No." I go, "No, we're ringing up customers. It's right in the middle of it.
You're going
and we're yelling, you know, 10 feet apart." I go, "Nope. No, it isn't. It's Baby Come Back by Player." And he was just like, "Huh. Thought this was Hall & Oates." I go, "Yeah, you're wrong, Dave." Oh, I said his name.
Oh,
whatever.
No.
We have six Daves.
Dave Davies.
Yeah, Dave Davies is what I meant.
But only one knows Hall & Oates.
Yeah, Hall & Oates. Fucking guy.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to name him, but I just did.
Yeah, that's like not knowing Private Eyes is by
Ambrosia.
The Eagles.
Is there a full moon tonight?
There is right now.
That's right.
Haven't you noticed the kind of madness in my eyes? It's only me here in my midnight disguise.
Why wasn't this in American Idol?
I don't know.
It's just another.
That keyboard work is great.
That's John Gosling.
When I'm walking in my sleep. Don't get alarmed, dear.
I love the song.
See, he said walking in my sleep. Reverse
sleep,
it.
Yeah.
Sleepwalker.
That's right. He hears the secrets that we keep when he's walking in his sleep. Didn't know that. What a great song.
Did you ever see the Hammer horror film, The Curse of the Werewolf?
Yes, with not Peter, I can't think of Oliver Reed.
Yes.
Great one.
It's great.
Super good.
It blows the Wolfman away, the Universal Wolfman.
Let me tell you something.
Those Universal movies aren't that great.
I love them.
I love them.
No.
Not all of them, though.
No, I love them, but the Wolfman is probably, the Wolfman and the Mummy are,
The Mummy is terrible. Like the Hammer's Mummy with Cushing and Lee is fantastic.
Where he shoots him with a harpoon gun.
It's fucking great. Yeah. Oh my God. That Karloff Mummy is so fucking boring.
It's very boring.
Jesus.
It's very boring. But that was back at a time when like Rudolph Valentino was sexy. You just needed to stare at the camera. Nicole just watched Frankenstein and Bride of Frankenstein, which are really the two best. And then Invisible Man.
Invisible Man is fucking killer.
Love it.
It's 90 minutes of anarchy.
But my wife watches Bride. She goes, "That's it. They killed her in seven." She's like, "She's the best character. She was on screen for like 5 minutes." I was like, "Yeah, that's
it. I know. I know.
That's how they did it back in the day. Here's your bride, you sons of bitches. Now we're blowing them both up."
She's scared to death in that movie too. Oh, she's like, "I don't want to fuck this guy."
Yeah, no.
This guy's not good looking.
Nope.
I'm not banging.
Does that little?
I'm not banging the monster.
No way.
Maybe I'll bang Frankenstein.
Yeah. She did. She just kind of give him some.
That's right.
The creator.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is the song, last song, side two, last song of the album, Life Goes On. This is the one where you wanted to hear the drum intro.
Correct? No, that was Sleepwalker.
Oh.
But no, I like the song.
Hold on a second. I do want to play that drum intro to Sleepwalker, though, because it's good.
It's good, man.
And we want to give McAvery his props. There were so many times I was supposed to have Dave on the show, and then it would literally be approved, and then it was like, "Oh, he can't do it this week. Can he do it this day? And I'm like, "No, I can't do it that day." And so I feel like I'll have him on.
You make time for Dave, goddammit.
I can't quit work.
Sure you can.
All right.
Here's Call us sick. Dave will cover you.
Here's the drum intro.
Listen to that, man. We're rocking. That's a great track.
It's so good. And again, Ray is an amazing producer.
He is.
It's
the sound quality on these two albums.
So good.
If you're listening with headphones like we are.
I know, right?
It's great.
I can't listen with headphones when I'm home alone in the house, though, because I'm afraid that
a monster says
someone will break in.
The bride will come in.
Someone will break in.
Invisible man.
He could be here right now.
He's right here, standing right there.
All of a sudden, I look over and the knobs.
Yeah,
the
just going back and forth. And he'll say, "Even the moon's afraid of me."
That's such a that is such a fucking crazy ass movie.
He just goes absolutely unhinged.
It's so ahead of its time.
Yes.
Also, can you imagine in 1931 walking into the theater and seeing that Frankenstein monster?
Right.
Fucking shit your pants.
That's why everything's all these close-ups.
And yeah.
There's a story that Mae Clark was so terrified of him in the makeup that he had to, in the scene where they share together, where they're in like the bridal suite.
Yeah.
He just told her, "Look at my pinky." And he kept shaking his pinky.
Wow.
So that she knew that it was, because I mean, they weren't used to seeing like makeup like
that.
What
if he said, "Look at my pinky," and then he didn't do it? Just, but then he took his penis out. He said, "Look at my pinky. It's down here." No, it's down here.
Puts it through his fly.
That makeup took so long to put on and take off that he would drive home at night with it, sleep in it, and then they would touch it up the next day.
Oh my God.
Now, could you imagine being at a stoplight and look over and see that fucking shit?
Amazing.
Like before the movie's even out. Sure. And you're like,
"I saw something today.
I saw the fucking, honey, I saw something today that I don't think I can ever get over." Then he goes to the movie 6 months later and goes, "It was that fucking
guy." Yeah, there it is.
Fucking Karloff. All right, Life Goes On.
I love this song, too.
Which is what happens when your stepfather sells your house.
Hey, if you're going to take this as your anthem, it's not a bad song to have.
That's true. Let's hear it. From the top, I believe. And there's that little... Dun, 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 yeah. Like, that's keyboard, right?
Yeah. And another thing is always great about the Kinks... I'll shut up. I just had a real bad time. You see, his life was shattered and he lost his mind. Oh, no,
that's a lot. This girl ran off along with his best friend. Yikes. Through emotional stress,
he brought his life to an end. Thanks, Ray. It was such a tragedy,
but that's the way it's got to be. That's the way it's got to be.
This is how it is, bro. Never was there more a more cheerful song about such a tragic circumstance.
Yep, life goes on, buddy.
The great...
get over it, dude.
Yeah. Everybody's got problems, buddy. I got mine. The great thing about the Kinks, and they do this a lot, they do that on that track, is they mix the acoustic guitar and the electric guitar. I always love that sound.
Yeah. It's stellar.
And Ray is really good at picking, you know, his backing musicians. You just pointed out the keyboards there.
Yeah.
It gives it just enough levity and just enough lightness that you know it's really not going to be that bad of a song.
I feel like this is a 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
I did not like any of their songs. I feel like both of these are 10 out of 10.
It's a good one. This is my favorite. I love Muswell Hillbillies, love Lola, and I love this one. Are probably the three favorites from the 70s.
It's funny because Lola, that album is on a different label.
Yeah.
That one was on repeats.
They're on like three or
so
four.
So many labels.
Three or four different labels.
Yep. They did their best work with MCA, with UK Jive.
Oh, that, what's the one, Somebody Stole My Car? Is that the one that has Somebody Stole My Car?
That's Phobia, and that's when they're on Columbia Records. They're on every label, every label.
We went through the whole gamut of all the Kinks.
All right, let me give you some info about Misfits. Let's find out about it.
We're a couple of misfits.
This comes out about a year and a half later, May 1978, recorded at Conk Studios, produced by... What are you laughing at? What? Why are you laughing at that?
I was singing the song from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
I know.
And I remember a post that Kyle did, and it was the gun with grape jelly.
Yeah.
Said, "He's not even broken. Stop putting jelly in him, you asshole."
By the way, none of those toys, all those toys are toys kids would rather play with.
Sure. A train with square wheels?
Fucking great.
Bounce your action figures right out of there.
I know. And then there's some toys that, what's wrong with the elephant?
Yeah.
Polka dots. Yeah, that's what and what's wrong with the doll? She cries and wets herself? Some of the toys are, it's ridiculous.
You know, it's the patriarchy.
It's stupid. Nobody wants to play with the Charlie in the box. Yeah, we do.
Sure.
May 19th, 1978, studio is Conk, produced by Ray Davies. Arista Records is so happy that they have this band. They can't believe what's happening.
They're putting out an album a year?
We got 10 songs, 9 written by Ray. Dave writes a song. We'll get to it. Inside 2, deep, deep inside 2. This is their 17th studio album. Who is on the album? It's Ray, Dave, Mick Avery, John Gosling. Now, Andy Pyle is on bass on this one, and John Dalton is on bass on a song, on just one song. It's weird.
Well, that was, I said they recorded a bunch, yes, and one of them made it onto Misfits, yeah, I think.
So that's what's happening. That is what's happening. And does
I didn't do as much homework as I normally do.
It's fine.
I needed a brush up on these.
People can look it up. Written and produced by Raymond Douglas Davies.
Okay. RDD.
Here we go. Now now Mario, the way Mario likes Sleepwalker, that's the way I like Misfits.
Yeah.
So let's go. So
I'm gonna go right to sleep for the next 10 tracks, and you take over.
Title track it. You ready? Right off the bat, title track kicks it off.
I'm pumped.
Been sleeping in a field, buddy.
But you look well rested.
Sleeping in a field, but you look real rested.
Ray is on the front of the cover on this one. Dave is on the back of the cover.
The eyes.
Yeah.
But you can't.
Only the. Yeah, and again, Ray not afraid to start out with like a mellow.
Right.
Put the lyrics and the music right up front.
But it looks well tested. You're lost without a crown, yet you go your way. You say your summer's gone.
Did we get to the chorus yet?
The
I don't think we did.
Not yet.
In.
I'm going to jump it ahead.
You know
let it build.
Every dog has his day.
Because you're a misfit.
You're a misfit.
And that percussion
effect. A little rain spit? Is that what that's called?
Maybe. I feel like this new remaster is bringing some shit.
It does sound great. But did Dave do the remastering?
I don't know who did it. I mean, I could look. It's right there next to me.
Put my glasses on.
It's probably written so tiny that we won't even be able to read it.
All right. We're welcome.
Currently, we're looking inside the...
All songs written by Raymond Douglas.
Oh, this one actually has a book. This has a... Misfits has a booklet with the lyrics.
Right. Remastered by Kevin Gray.
Good job, Kevin.
And DC Mastering.
Yep.
Yep,
same as this one. At D2 Mastering.
Oh, D2, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you have your glasses on.
Right? I do, but they're... There's a...
2024 reissue packaging designed by Luke Insect.
Hey, thanks, Luke.
Yeah, because it's written so small that only an insect could read it.
Hey, help him.
Hello.
Help him a bug. That's from Calvin and Hobbes.
All right. Now, this one is almost kind of a, you know, it's a funny song, kind of. Hey,
let me say something. Go hit it.
She says, baby.
Hold on. I'm going to back it up. I want to hear the beginning.
This is so good.
Sitting by my stereo all alone. My baby calls me on the telephone. She says, baby, take me out for a dance. I tell my baby I feel so bad. I can't go out and it's making me sad.
Is he lying to
but
her
when
though?
When you see me, I know you will understand.
No, all right. He says, I know you'll understand. This sounds like a completely different band.
I know.
I like Dave when he's funny, or Ray when he's funny.
Yeah.
I love it. He's a very funny writer.
He is.
He wrote a song about hay fever.
He just did. Yeah, he did. Maybe he had hay fever, and he's like, I'm just going to fucking write a song about
right. This.
It's so goddamn annoying.
The best part is when he says hay fever, and then it does that do-ee with the keyboard.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, that's great. All right, coming up next. The songs are out of order here.
What if that, what is, we have, you know why? Because one of them, that's what I was asking. I think there's a reissue and there's a UK version and there's a, there is an American version.
Yeah, the booklet is, the next song in the booklet should be Black Messiah, but on the CD, the song we're going to hear is Live Life.
Then you are listening to, the, I think if you look at, one of them will have the UK edit on it, which is, not Life Goes On. That's on the last album.
Yeah, it says the UK version. Of, UK version has a longer version of Live Life.
Live Life, that's the one.
So let me see. this does not have the UK version. This is a super short version of Live Life. This is 3 minutes yeah. and 14 seconds.
Yeah, you, that's you. So we're listening to the American version.
All right,
is what we're listening to. Oh no, maybe.
Well, here's what. Now, here's what Wikipedia says. The U.S. version, Live Life, is 349, and the U.K. version is 447. Even the Live Life U.S. single mix is 347, so I don't know what this super short 314 is, but let's hear it.
Maybe just did it for the...
Yeah. I mean, there's room on this CD.
You know what it's about, Pat.
This rocks, though.
Have you heard about the trouble throughout the land?
Yes.
With the fascists and the left-wing militants. Out of work executives are killing themselves. And the IRA are killing everybody else. Don't panic, don't lose control. Keep your head, keep a hold. Act normal, there's nothing wrong. Stay cool, just carry on. You got it.
I want to go to the end and see how this, if they just fade it down and what they do.
Dave gets some work in on this. Yeah.
Yeah, they're just fading it down.
Yeah, Dave gets a little solo in there, usually.
Yeah. I'm going to pause it before it goes into the next song, which is terrific. Let me see how this stacks up with the track listing. Nope, this song comes next on both versions.
For those of you at home, Pat is got a very studious, a furrowed yes. brow as he
what's going on
as he peruses the track list.
All right, so this song, I love this song. This is a killer, rock and roll fantasy.
Love it. Hello you, Pat.
Hello me. Hello, people. We used to be. I'm just going to jump on. That was almost a little bit Shatner.
Yeah.
He should do this.
Hello, you. Hello, me.
Hello, me.
Studis. There's something out on the wing.
Sabotage. Here we go. I just like that one, that bass, that boom.
Yeah, it's the
cymbal. Everyone's doing it.
Yeah.
Hello, you. Hello, me.
Boy, this mix is great.
It really is.
We used to be. Isn't it strange? We never changed. We've been through it all, yet we're still the same. And I know it's a miracle we still go. For all we know, we might still have a way to go. Hello me, hello you. You say you're worn out, wanna start anew. Throw in your hand, break up the band. Start a new life, be a new man. But for all we know, we might still have a way.
The liner notes say that a guy named Nick Trevisek plays drums on this one.
I wonder where Mick was.
I don't know. It just builds. It's 5 minutes of.
He lives for rock, man.
Yeah, he plays records day and night.
Love it.
Are you still a physical media person?
Yes, very much so.
CDs still?
Not as much. Mostly Blu-rays, but.
Do you have a CD player in your car?
I do. Oh yes.
Okay, good.
My car is almost 20 years old, Pat.
Oh, so. Yeah. Well, the reason to keep it is for that CD player.
You're damn right.
Look, here's what I don't understand. They still make CDs and sell CDs.
Yes, they do.
Evidence right here, these Kinks albums.
Right.
The laptops don't have a disc drive.
Nope.
There's no CD player in car. So where are we supposed to play these?
Our DVD players. Oh. Everything's supposed to go through your home theater now.
Okay.
Your PlayStation. Your Xbox.
Ugh. All right. CD players in car. That's ridiculous to not have that.
I know.
You know what? It should at least be an add-on.
Do you want to know?
It's not standard, but it should be an add-on.
I have one disc in my car because I stream everything. I have one disc in my car. What do you think it is?
Love Gun.
No. You're close.
I have no idea.
It is Arthur by the Kinks.
Oh my God, I am close. Why do you have that in the car?
Because I listened to it on the way here to do my, on the way to the studio to do my last, when we did the Arthur track by track.
Yeah, it was still in there?
And it never came out.
Oh my God.
It's in there.
All God's Children's a fantastic song.
Yeah.
All right.
That's off of...
Arthur.
No.
Yeah.
No. No, what? Dave. What?
Seriously?
That's Percy.
Oh, yes. When you said Arthur, I was thinking Percy, because they're both names of penises.
Percy's about... Yeah.
So that's why I thought.
I call mine Arthur. You know why? He's the king.
I call mine Percy. You know why? Because he's weak.
Because he's amputated.
Yeah. All right. In a foreign land.
This is obviously he's writing in character in this one.
Yes.
What is he going to say?
He's going to be writing in character a couple of times.
For the rest of the song, for the rest of the album.
Pretty much. Yeah. Here we go. In a foreign land. Oh. Hey. Fun. I'm surprised I didn't cue this up better.
It's great. I like how this... Bananas and sand.
Yes. All right. Now, the next song, we had a song about the guy having hay fever. This song's about a guy getting a haircut, basically. Permanent waves, right?
It's about Greg and Mike Brady.
I mean,
before they went to Hawaii.
What's the first, he's depressed in this song again, right off the bat.
But what's going to make it better, Pat?
Yeah, nice haircut.
A perm. He's getting a perm.
Getting a perm?
He's getting a Mike Brady. We're off to Hawaii.
Here we go. He's depressed because he's wearing that idol around his neck.
Yeah. Listen to that bass. It's so like
really clunky. Really good.
It's a nice chunky sound.
Find a chick.
That'll fix it.
That's a good doctor, right?
Sure. It's the best advice of all.
I don't. Just get laid. You'll be good.
Yeah, man. You'll be fine.
Come on. Lay it down.
Yeah.
Come on. By the way, when we come to Dave's song, it says in the liner notes here that he produced that song.
Okay.
So that's coming
up. We'll be able to compare Brother versus Brother.
All right. Now, the next two songs.
Yeah.
I love them. I don't know how they hold up lyrically.
Are you talking about just subject matter wise?
Yeah. Like this next one's Black Messiah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I always take it that he's writing in character. So
he definitely is on this one.
Yeah. And when he's writing things like this, and some of the lyrics can be troublesome. And I know which two songs we're about to.
Yes. But I mean, it's not negative. This is.
No.
Yeah.
No,
neither one is negative.
No.
But in the 2024, maybe our kids heard this, they'd be like, what? You can't say that. You can't.
Right.
And you'd be like, he's in character. You can't be that character.
Yeah.
All right. Fine.
Well, that's why he's writing about him.
All right. Well, here's Black Messiah.
He's obviously pointing out.
Everybody got the right to speak their mind.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
So don't shoot me for saying mine. Everybody talk about racial equality. 'Cause everybody's equal.
This is a song for people that say, why can't I say the N-word?
Right? Yeah.
But if I told you that God was black, what would you think of that? I bet you wouldn't believe it. There's a self-made prophet living right next to me. He said the Black Messiah's gonna come and set the whole world free.
I would welcome that.
Yes, please.
He looked at me with his evil eye, and he prophesied.
Why is he evil eye?
I know.
And he really
he's crazy.
It.
Right.
He said a black Messiah is gonna set the world on fire. And he no lie. Because he has truly heard the word.
Everybody all right.
Talk about racial equality.
Now, this is a lyric that's suspect.
The only honky living on an all black street.
Yeah.
Nobody says that anymore.
He knocked me down because he's brown and I white.
So there you go.
Yeah.
But this is this guy's truth.
But no,
not Ray Davies' truth.
No, yeah, exactly. This is somebody who we talk about now who might be afraid of foreigners coming in and eating their pets, eating their dogs, eating their cats. It's that mentality.
Yeah.
Of, I can't believe you would tell me that Jesus is black.
Yeah. But they got to, you know, as it goes on, the last verses are everybody's got to show a little give and take.
Right.
Everybody got to live with a little less hate.
Right.
Everybody got to work it out. We got to sort it out. Everybody get the right to speak their mind.
Right. And you have to put things in context where as Ray...
1978.
He's also, at the time, trying to write something progressive, but he's also kind of confined by, you know, the times. So
yeah.
It's not going to sound as progressive as somebody writing that in 2024.
Right.
You know?
Now, here, look, no one's writing about cross-dressing.
Right.
Maybe Townsend slips in some stuff. You know?
Only Ray Davies in on Lola in 1970.
Right. But you know, I'm a boy, stuff like that.
Right.
You know. But I really like this song. I like the point of view of the song. And I think you know, he says the derogatory word for homosexual in here. I think.
Does he?
He does. He says, and I'll let you read it. I'll pass the booklet over to you.
Well, he mentions it in Life on the Road, too. He says, hey, are you gay? Do you want to come out and play?
Right. I think here he says, you see, he's not a F, as you might suppose. He just feels restricted in conventional clothes.
Yeah.
So this song is out of the wardrobe. And
when I first heard the song, I never thought that in the UK, it would be the wardrobe and not the closet.
I know. Yeah. So here we go.
I thought it was about Narnia.
Has anybody here seen a chick called Dick? He looks real burly, but he's really hip. He's 6 feet tall and his arms are all brown and hairy.
Oh, this is about you.
Yeah.
Married Betty Lou back in 65.
That's true.
One.
When you had to be butch to survive. But lately he's been looking at his wife with mixed emotions.
culture. You see, he's not a commonplace closet queen. He shouldn't be hidden. He should be seen.
I feel like this would be in like a Broadway musical.
Right.
When he puts on that dress, he looks like.
But I do like that he shouldn't be hidden. He should be seen. I do like that sentiment.
Yes.
Quite a surprise. She didn't know whether she should get angry or not that night. She really couldn't call up her mama. Mama would positively die. Should she go or stay, or should she try to get a trial separation?
And I'm gonna let the word play, so.
You see, he's not a faggot as you might suppose. Just feels restricted in conventional clothes. Cause when he puts on that dress, he feels like a princess.
I think it's, I don't think he was trying to be derogatory. I think he was just using
the vernacular of the day. I mean, you and I'm sure we both called our friends that.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, for sure. We're not proud of it now.
You stopped?
Only on mic.
Okay, yeah, of course. Thank God.
Now, let me tell you how this story wraps up. It wraps up with... Betty Lou says it helps their relationship. She says a change is as good as a rest, and their friends are finally coming around to their way of thinking.
Right.
She wears the trousers and smokes a pipe. And when he washes up, she helps him wipe. See, they're doing the dishes. Yes.
Perfect.
It's a great
song. I think
that's
more offensive that he cross-dresses him and he has to do dishes because he's the female.
Yeah.
I think that's more offensive than anything else.
That might be more offensive. Yeah, he has to do the work. He has to do the housework now. Yeah,
and she smokes the pipe.
Yeah, okay. So that's it. That's it out of the wardrobe. I really like it. All right, now the next song is Dave on lead vocals. Dave wrote it and Dave produced it. And this is a kick-ass song.
I'm going to reserve judgment.
Oh, you don't like Trust Your Heart?
No, I do like it. It sounds very different than anything else on the album.
Because he wrote and produced it and sings it. So but he probably had to let Dave have his moment.
Hey, I don't mind it, man. Let him rock.
Me neither. Here we go.
Let little brother rock.
I wonder if Ray even plays on this. He might not. We'll have to listen to first.
Place where I view the world.
Maybe not.
All that it contained, I would see your face in a misty haze and wish that you were there. So I wish that you were there. Darling.
Dave's voice is more shrill.
Right. He can't quite hit the... But it's a beautifully composed song.
It is. Agree. Agree. Even the guitar is shrill.
You know, like I said before, the Kinks are not perfect by any means, but they are perfect for each other. It all comes together in a way that...
Yep.
I don't think any other band. I think those imperfections are what make the Kinks so
make them great.
Make them great, yeah. And they don't try to polish anything over. Mm-hmm. They don't try to sneak it past you. You get them warts and all, which is another reason I love them.
Yeah, and again, Ray's willing to sing in the Cockney accent.
Right.
Ray's willing to write a song just about getting a cup of tea.
Right.
You know. He doesn't care.
Or hay fever. Or getting your car stolen.
Yeah. Yes. Somebody stole my car. getting a perm.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Yeah.
All right. Last song on Misfits, but not the last song in the episode because I have a playout song. It's actually a B-side from your album, Sleepwalker. I'll tell you what that is in a bit.
Night Stalker?
Mm-mm. Night Strangler's a good movie, too. That's the
Jack. He's a straight. He's up in Seattle.
Yeah. Yeah. But those are the two movies before the TV show.
Right. They were going to do a third one. Oh, and then they said, let's do a series instead.
Oh, okay.
Matheson wrote a third one, and it was supposed to be aliens. They were going to be like aliens. Oh,
they should get that script and update it, and have, and that would be the first.
I think it ends up being that they do an episode of Kolchak, the show.
Okay.
And that ends up being like they like kind of modified.
That was on a Friday night, and we would always have like a sleepover at my cousin's house. And
that's
we would,
so cool.
All the lights are out, and we're like on the floor with pillows and blankets just and
freaking out.
Freaking out. And then we would watch The Incredible Hulk would be on Friday night too.
And he'd watch Simon Oakland go, you can't put that in the paper, Kolchak.
Kolchak, what's wrong with you?
You can't write vampire.
What was the Simon Oakland's character's name?
It's a very Italian
Torchetta.
No, it wasn't Torchetta. I forgot his name.
I gotta look it up.
It's great.
We can't not know, right?
You can't Kolchak! You can't write.
And go, how does Kolchak keep his job? Because every story that
he's always yelling at him.
Yeah, but every story that he writes really doesn't get printed, right?
Yeah, he can never tell the full truth.
No.
Let's see. I'm going to find it right now.
The police knew better. Tony Vincenzo.
Tony Vincenzo.
Vincenzo.
Antonio Vincenzo. Fragile.
I don't think I've seen Darren McGavin in anything else that I remember, but he's great in this.
He was a good character. He turns up in a couple movies in the 70s, like Hangar 18. Oh, you've never seen Christmas Story. Is that one you've never watched?
Yeah, I'm not.
Let me tell you something. Honest to God, Pat, and I know people have tried to convince you. If you just watch it for Darren McGavin's performance, you will not be disappointed.
It's more fun for me to say I'm not going to watch it. And I get it.
I have things like that where I'm like,
maybe I'll watch the sequel.
Yeah.
with Charles Grodin. Yeah.
Where I do the same thing. You put the hand up and you shake the head and you're like, no. Not watching it. Mm-mm. But
not gonna
boy, Darren McGavin is great in that.
All right. I believe you.
He is a.
Because you're trustworthy.
There's a great part where, can I just tell you real quick?
I know. Of course. It's not going to ruin it for me.
There's a part where he, you know, he gets his mouth washed out with soap.
Darren McGavin does?
No, a little kid from That's Incredible.
All right.
Or Real People, whoever it is from.
Yeah.
And
Billingsley.
Yeah, he goes to sleep and he dreams, you know, obviously when you're a kid and your parents punish you, you dream. So he has a dream that the soap makes him go blind and he comes back and he knocks on the door. And Darren McGavin, like everybody's like, oh, like they open the door and he's sitting there with like the dark glasses and like a tin cup or whatever. And it's just the way Darren McGavin does it. He like has his hands in his pockets. He looks out the door and he goes, well, hey, Ralphie. I just think.
You know, it's written and directed by the guy who did Porky's, right? Bob Clark.
But also, what? Black Christmas.
Black Christmas, yeah.
Yeah, which is, we just sang about that.
Wonder if those Porky's movies hold up.
They do not.
They couldn't possibly. But back in the day, you knew you were going to see some nudity. So,
yeah, a little nudes.
Come on. Come on.
Darren McGavin. Don't sleep on Darren McGavin.
Speaking of seeing nudity in movies, this song is called Get Up. This is close to the album. This is a great song.
It is a great song. It's for all the little people out there.
Yep.
Here's a song for all the little men who get forgotten time and time again.
Oh,
there you go.
Here's a message for the little guy. Don't let the situation pass you by.
I'm on it now.
You're in the middle while the big man.
This sounds like something
right.
That Who would have recorded.
Yeah.
You get it from the left and the right. Ain't it crazy? Chairs, we got lots to do out there. Well, we
love it.
Good, good, bad, right,
great finish.
It is a good album closer.
Yeah. You're done listening to this album now. Get out there.
Get up from the town.
This episode, it'll take you three times as long to get here and back than it was to record this episode. It's crazy.
It was worth every penny.
Worth every single penny.
Worth every minute of the drive, Pat. Because I got to listen to these two albums again.
Yeah, that's fun. And now you can listen to Arthur on the way home.
Yeah, man.
Because it's in there.
No, I got the streaming. I got my
streaming in the car only, even though you have a CD player.
Yeah, I don't. I need to be able to. That gift from my brother, I have to be able to just whatever I want. And I can just say, Hey Google, play, and then blah 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 blah.
See, I just love to take a CD, and then that's my album. That's what I'm going
to
listen to.
I'll tell you what. When I was driving out to see my brother before he passed away, he was living out in Hemet, and I was driving a couple times a week to go see him, and I would pick one album.
Okay.
And I would listen to one album, front to back.
I still love albums. I know the kids of this generation, they don't know from albums.
My daughter only listens to YouTube music. She doesn't own any.
No.
The music she does own, guess what she bought it on? which physical media do you think this generation?
Tell me.
Cassette.
Oh.
I said, really?
Yeah, Rita.
A cassette player?
Rita is Spotify and everything all 24/7. And now for her birthday 2 weeks ago, she wanted a CD boombox. And now she's going to buy CDs. I'm like, oh, great.
There you go. Give her those.
I sent her a whole bunch of doubles and stuff we had. And I bought her a bunch for her birthday. And then I bought her the two albums that have Rita songs on, Lovely Rita Metermaid.
Oh, yeah.
And Mrs. Rita by the Jim Blossoms. So I sent her those. So, yeah, she's just into it right now.
That's hey, you know, let the kids.
The kids. They're good kids.
The kids are all right.
The kids are all right.
Let the kids.
All right, are we going to promote? Have there not been new episodes of your podcast?
No, there are. We're just not recording them as frequently. We were doing it once a week. Now it's about once every 2 weeks.
All right, I tell people you can do that too.
Yeah,
you
and
can
sometimes there's a lull, and I post on. I'm still on X, unfortunately, because it's the easiest way to reach the most people.
Yeah,
and
same. I'm still on Twitter.
I hate. Oh, sorry.
I don't call it X.
Well, I call it Mex.
You call it Mex?
Yeah, I'm on Mex. I'm on the Twitter. And so,
I'm on Twinks.
Oh, hey, there you go. Go back to, what was that song that we were talking about?
Out of the Wardrobe.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I got no regrets.
Got life on the road. So we do record. But, I try to put it out consistently just because I know that helps people too.
Yeah, they like it.
Yeah. But you have it on auto download. Don't act like auto download isn't a thing. Why are you putting it all on me to do it? Anyway, we're doing.
Tell us where we find you on the socials.
Oh, say so.
You on Insta?
I'm on the Insta. So you can find at Superiority Complex. It's Superiority Complex at Podbean.com is where you can find the podcast. You can follow Superiority Complex on Twitter, on X. Sorry.
All right.
And you can follow me at 20th Century Man. Although right now I'm only posting about baseball.
All right, that's fine.
And
20th Century Man for the Kinks.
And by the way, also shout out to all the loyal people, Michael Bagford, Eric of Aragorn. There's so many people on here.
So many.
That I can't name them all, but you know who you are.
Steve O'Dockerson.
Steve, of course, man.
Also Hob the Troll.
Hob the Troll. Listen to his stuff. He's got some new Christmas stuff coming out.
He's got some fun stuff.
I gave him an inspiration for a Christmas song last year.
All right.
He said he was going to try to record it. He didn't have time to record it last Christmas. Mm-hmm. I want to see if he got it because I was actually proud of myself because it was off the dome, but he said he's going to record it. So
fingers crossed.
I love Steve-O.
I love just giving him a title and then he has to do all the hard work.
Yeah, yeah. I give him a couple. I give him like the opening. I couldn't do it now. I can't remember what it was.
All right, cool.
But shout out to all the Rock Solid listeners who've been very loyal, who've come over and listened to my stupid show.
I mean, look, they listen to any of these stupid shows. Thank you.
God bless them. Mikey Bags has been a clutch guest.
I hope they continue to have a long commute and they need entertainment.
Right.
Or whatever this is.
I love it.
Time suck.
No, this is a great podcast.
Thank you. We're at Rock Solid Show on Instagram and Twitter. RockSolidPodcast.com is where you can find all things about the show on the website. I don't know if it's up to date right now. Kyle said he's having some problems doing some up-to-date stuff, whatever that is. He'll work it out. But shout out to Kyle. I'll see him next week. We're going to see Iron Maiden. I'll be in Brooklyn next week for
amazing.
Maiden.
When are you heading out to Brooklyn?
I'm leaving. Oh, this is great. I'm flying out on Halloween and flying home Election Day.
Wow. Just remember the rule.
What?
No sleep till Brooklyn.
That's true.
That's a lead in for my next.
And this is how I laugh about that. And then patreon.com/rocksolidpodcast. If you want to support the show, win prizes, get involved with episodes and hear episodes early and ad free. And that's it.
Beautiful.
And with that, Mario, thanks for driving all the way up here from the South Bay.
No.
From Anaheim.
Yeah. That area. Sure. Orange County. I live out in Orange County. It's awful.
thanks for driving up here from Orange County.
Of course.
And with that, this is a B-side from Sleepwalker. This is Prince of the Punks.
Oh, yeah. This is a diss track.
Yeah. Here we go.
Yeah.
Well, who was he dissing? The punks?
I forgot who it was, but it was a
Johnny Rotten.
No. It was somebody he took on as a protege, and then they kind of turned around and started talking shit about him.
Oh, so my God. I know who it is.
Yeah, I can't remember who it is.
Johnny Rotten.
It's not Johnny Rotten.
John Lydon.
Mm-hmm.
That's also Johnny Rotten. That's his real name.
Is that true?
I don't know who it is.
It's John Gosling.
Here we go.
Thank you.
Darren McGavin.
Prince of the Punks.
Vincenzo. You can't print that.
What's the name of your podcast again?
Superiority
Complex.
Okay. I can never say it.
Yeah, that's wise.
What, you're not listening? Is that what the...
No, I wanted to get it right. I don't listen to any podcasts. I don't even listen to my wife's.
I don't even listen to my own either.